you confess before God before men, or you confess men before God? He says, wherefore, whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father who is in heaven. There's a lot of people that are confessing men before God. Sinful, temporal creatures, often preaching terrible heresies, terrible, perverse teachings. They're confessing them before God. Instead of confessing God before men, men who would reject that message of who God is. It's happened from time immemorial. From the time of Cain and Abel, it's happened. That there were men who confessed men before God. They lived for themselves, or for some idea, or for something that the rest of the people are teaching and saying, or because of fear of what the government will do to them, or their friends, or just people's opinions of them. People confess men before God, but we are called to confess God before men. Now, why is it that there are those, most people, including, unfortunately, some horrendous Orthodox bishops in our world, who confess men before God? They confess false teachings in front of God and everyone. Of course, everything we do is before God. So if we're confessing, it's always before God. Either we confess God before God and men, or we confess only men and false teachings before God and men. And why are they saying these things? These horrible heresies, these horrible perverse teachings, this pollution that is happening in our world. Why are they, whether they wear episcopal robes or whether they are secular, why are they saying these things? Because they don't really believe. They don't really believe in God. They say they believe, but they don't really believe. They don't really confess God because they don't know who God is.